It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrescia is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing makes my day like when I get to talk about a play at McFarland's. Yeah, I'm being a little goofy today, but that's because I'm sitting here with an arts person, and being with an arts person on the air always gets me excited. Those of you that listen to the show regularly know that the real goof in me comes out when we've got something to do with arts on the show, and I'm just excited as can be because we've got a representative of the Baraboo Theater Guild, which is a great organization serving the whole Sauk County area. Really, when you think about it, I mean, you've got people that come from all over Sauk, probably even some Dean County people, if they're smart enough, will come up and see shows the Baraboo Theater Guild goes. But I am so happy to have Katie James on the show with me this morning. Katie, welcome. Thanks for coming up this morning and being on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's just a pleasure. And, you know, we were talking before we went on the show. It was kind of a God thing that this worked out because we had another guest that we were going to have on the show this morning, and things just didn't work out for a variety of reasons. So I happened to meet one of your constituents, a gal I've served on the board with up at Skill for about a year now, Bobby Betcher, who's also with the Chamber of Commerce in Baraboo. Yay, Bobby. Mm-hmm. Hope you're listening to the show. Baraboo Chamber, yay. Anyways, and she mentioned that the show was coming up, and it just was fortuitous. You were available. This was like the only day you were available.
Yep.
So those of you that don't believe in miracles, this morning's show is just proof that they do still happen. So thanks for being on the show. So tell me about your background. I mean, we were talking. I'm kind of goofing around with my microphone there. Sorry about that, folks. We've had a technical difficulties. No, it actually is person difficulties. You and your husband moved into the area, would you say, 6 years ago, right?
Yep. So. Yeah, we moved to Baraboo about 6 years ago. My husband, Griffin James, was the band director at the middle school up in Baraboo, and is now this is his second year at the high school, at Baraboo. Okay. High School, teaching the band.
Okay. So you're both from music program.
Yes.
Didn't you say you met down in Madison, right?
Yeah, we both actually studied music education at UW-Madison, and that's where we met. We were both euphonium players.
Euphonium players?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of a tuba kind of thing?
Yes, okay. It's like a mini tuba. It looks just like a tuba, but it's half the size, so it plays similar notes to a trombone, for example.
Wow, so you were, euphonium players who met and fell in love over euphonium playing? Was that what?
Sure, we'll call it that.
Yes, that euphonium in D minor piece just really
right,
did it for us.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, it's always something, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
When you play the euphonium, I think you probably have to expect that to happen in your life, don't you?
Yeah, the low brass world is pretty small, so, yeah. You know, yeah. We understood each other. We spoke the same language, you know, so it worked out.
Boy, that one passage with the D flat, that's just really killer, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I hate that fingering. So, did you play in the marching band, too?
No, actually, people are often surprised to find out that a very small percentage of the marching band at UW-Madison are music students. There's okay. often like one or two or three total
really?
In all, however many there are, 250 of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's mostly a time commitment thing, especially as a music education major. You have so many credits and, you know, you're learning how to play every instrument. You're taking music classes plus education classes. And the marching band is also a large time commitment.
Oh, yeah.
So it sometimes just doesn't work out unless you really want, you know, you work hard and make it work. But
yeah, well, and you see those guys out practicing. I know that when I was at the university for a number of years at the Union Theater, I would drive into work and, you know, in the summer months, you'd see them out in the field kind of out by lot 60 there
right.
and practicing. And then you see them on the field and you realize why they have to do
right.
that, because they have the wind that they have to have and march like they do.
Yes.
So, well, that's cool though. But so, yeah, in fact, I had a couple of roommates that were music majors. So, and one of my closest friends actually went through the music program at UW, got his master's degree
oh, great.
In applied saxophone.
Ah, yes.
So music majors are cool people, I think. So having been intimately involved with several of them over
sure.
my life. So, well, not that intimate, but you know. So, anyway, so then you were in Milwaukee for a while, or in the Milwaukee area for a while?
Yeah, we lived in the Milwaukee area, and then a job opened up in Baraboo, and that's what brought us here is
okay.
for my husband to be the band director in the area. And so we moved here, and The first year we moved here, I guess that we moved in September, so the following summer, they were doing the show Annie.
And it was
kind of a last minute thing. It was someone else was supposed to do it, and then it kind of it wound up not working out. So then Baraboo Theater Guild wound up having to take care of it at the last minute. And one of the music teachers at one of the elementary schools had met me by that time and said, we need someone to be Grace in Annie. Would you be able to do it? And I hadn't been in a musical since high school, but I did them all. And, you know, I was in the pit or I was on stage in high school, but I'd sung in choirs throughout college.
Okay.
But this was my first opportunity to be back up on stage. So I said, okay. And I've been doing every musical they've done since then.
Well, it kind of gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, and I've done a lot of community theater over time too. And I think that's one of the cool things about it is you have a lot of people like that haven't done any shows since they were in high school,
right,
or just always wanted to do one, but it never worked out. And then they get a chance to be on stage, and it's like it all clicks.
Yes.
You know, and they're like, oh, I'm definitely doing this again, you know. And I've always been, when I direct shows in particular, I really want it to be fun for those people.
Right.
Because you get some really incredible performances out of people when they're just enjoying themselves and the ensemble is working well. And it's just great skills to learn as a person,
right,
you know, and then you translate that into your real life, and you know, and on stage it's just magic when it happens.
Yes.
Too. I'm always encouraging people, you know, you like movies, go to live theater, just give it a chance,
right,
you know. Pick a good show though, don't pick schlock, you know. Pick a good show.
Yes.
So that's cool. So you were a vocalist and an instrumentalist major, right?
So it's sort of a long story, but I was going to major in both, and then I decided I wanted to graduate sooner, so I wound up...
Before 8 years went
right,
by?
Right, exactly. Okay. So I wound up only getting my certification in instrumental music ed, but actually in the last 2 years, since moving to Baraboo, I've been doing mostly singing.
Okay.
You know, my husband joined the community band, I joined the community choir because we have kids, and that allowed us to both have have a musical outlet, but not have to get a babysitter.
Right,
and
right.
So I've just been doing so much singing, I finally said, you know what, I better get my choral certification, so I did that, and so now I'm certified to teach band or choir.
Okay, and there's a lot of commonality. I mean, obviously music theory and all those things carry into both, but there, I guess it's mostly the vocal technique stuff that you have to learn.
Sure, yeah, I mean, vocal technique versus, you know, knowing how to play a certain note on a saxophone or a clarinet or whatever, stuff like that.
I always thought that was amazing, too, with instrumental majors, how you really kind of have to play every instrument.
At least a little bit,
to be able to at least get people started. And
right.
Then you think of people, like at the middle school level especially, those are the people that get folks started often in careers.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
Who was it? Dr. Jim Smith was on the show last fall, who's now the orchestra conductor at UW-Madison. And he talked about kids that he worked with. And, you know, that have gone on to these just stellar, you know, careers in music. And that's got to be really cool
to be
a part of that.
It is very cool. And, you know, you're one of the only teachers that sees the same kids, you know, every year at a school, whether it's at the middle school or at the high school. And so you really get to see the kids grow up and see them start, you know, at sixth grade where they can only play five notes and get to, you know, eighth grade where they're playing, you know, solo and ensemble and things like that. So it's a pretty neat experience.
Well, and then I would think you get, well, I know this from my own experience too. I mean, I went through high school, college, choirs, you know, the whole nine yards. And, you know, the worst thing about graduating for college for me was not being in choir and show choir anymore.
Sure.
You know, and had such great experiences with our conductor and, you know, my daughter now is the same way. She's been a master singers and has been in the UW chorus, you know, the women's choir. I mean, she's done several of those things. You think those are the experiences that really, I think, they inform our humanity in a way that I don't think a lot of things do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you see that development in kids too. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Learning how to work together, learning how to, you know, think about the ensemble. You know? But which is it's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite experiences? Now, you're doing the middle school now, though, and then your husband moved to the high school. Is that how it is?
Not exactly, actually. No, I'm currently a substitute teacher, actually, because I was staying home with my kids and have slowly been starting to get back into the teaching thing.
Okay.
So I've been a substitute teacher. I'm actually just about to start a long-term sub job helping out the choir program in Partyville.
Oh, cool.
And I've subbed for all the music teachers. You know, it's been nice for them to have a substitute who can come in and still lead a band rehearsal or a choir rehearsal, stuff like that.
Right.
But I actually teach a music class for kids birth to five.
Okay.
And I teach private piano and voice lessons and things like that. So I've just been kind of piecing together that. But what happened was the, you know, Greg Lang, who was the high school band director at Baraboo, retired. So that's when Griffin moved up to the high school.
Okay.
And now they have a new band director at the middle school named Julia Lumsden.
So. Okay. Excellent. So, but obviously intimately connected. But you were saying, too, you work with the Baraboo Boys and Girls Clubs.
Oh, right. So, yes. Right? Yeah. So because I've had a relatively flexible schedule, it worked out really well for me to help out with their show choir.
Okay.
Because I have a instrumental background, not just a vocal background, I am the one that directs the band, you know, because for a show choir competition, you're required to have a student ensemble play the music. So I would, you know, get together with them. The vocalists start in, you know, in September, but then the band gets together starting about December, and we would rehearse and then get together with the group. And so I was actually the, you know, the one adult on stage directing while the kids were singing and dancing and stuff like that. So it's been a really fun experience to see that group start. I mean, this is only their second year, and they've done great things, and I can't wait to see all the things that they continue to do as they move forward with the group.
That's such a interesting situation, too, because as I understand it, they're the only boys and girls club in the entire nation that has a program like that, that actually meets a need for kids that want to be in a show choir.
Right.
Because they're unfortunately not able to offer that right now at the high school.
Right.
So you've got all these kids that, you know, I mean, watch Glee if you want to kind of understand where these kids are coming from. But, they, you know, that it's just a kind of thing that that's where they need to fit.
Right.
That's the thing that, you know, some of us are just a little different than the rest of you. And, you know, that it's not different or better or anything. It's just a matter of, that's a really good outlet for those kids.
Yes.
So then for the Boys and Girls Club to offer that, and then to have that program, don't they develop their own shows too, kind of from
scratch?
Yeah,
they kind of piece them together. They aren't able to purchase a whole show all put together. So they make it work. They get someone to choreograph it, and they, you know, buy music that works for their group. Because the groups, you know, it's a different, we're smaller at the moment than some of the other groups. So you just have to find things that work for you.
Right.
And they've done a great job of doing that.
And then they make a story kind of to fit around that, or a theme that makes it all work together, right?
Right, yeah, that's something that they sort of, they take pride in, that being a little bit different. They don't go with the formula all the time. They like to have a storyline and include that in their performances. So it's not just singing and dancing. Now, of course, that's the main part of it, but there's more to it than that.
Well, there's kind of a thread of that, I think, in the whole Sauk County area. I mean, Karen Lurer and Sue Holloway, and now Matt Brennan and Matt Kaczynski at the high school here, have kind of that same attitude where they don't really do the standard show choir show. It's more of a theme related, or they'll pick a specific show and then try to do the, you know, main elements of that show. So they tell the story of that musical. And that's not normal.
Yeah, not always. Yeah.
Yeah, here, that Sauk were not normal. So, which is cool. I mean, you know, and you don't usually end up getting first place kind of because of that, in a way. You know, but at the same point, the kids really get a lot out of a program like that. So, which is, I think, ultimately what they all care about, and I'm sure you do too.
Yep.
So make sure the kids come out of it differently.
Yes,
that's
right.
Oh, gosh. So, Katie, we could go on and on and on. I don't know about all this stuff, but well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. You've got a show that you're involved in right now at Baraboo Theater Guild, which is exciting. I was looking at it a little bit, so I'm not going to tell you anything about it because you're going to have to wait during the commercial break here. Stay glued to your radio, and then when we come back on the air in about a minute and a half, we'll talk more about that show, and you'll finally be in the know, everybody. Okay, so don't go away. We'll be right back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7. Our guest today is Katie James with the Baraboo Theater Guild. So we'll be right back.
Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury, especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City.
Diamond is the birthstone for the month of April. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful diamond pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate April with a beautiful diamond piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.